flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Doran, I got a confession to make, buddy. Not so much a confession as much as I just want your backing on this. Okay. I need help. I need accountability. I've decided to start dry January.
Okay.
Think I can get it done?
No, because you're going to have a beer tonight, and you're only going to do one day of dry January, and it's going to be the last day, and you're going to have a beer tonight. It's Friday.
There's no chance I could even make it through today without having a beer. You're right about that.
Yeah. So you can't even make it till tomorrow. And wait to have the beer tomorrow.
You haven't had a beer in like 3 weeks, right?
Right. So I did dry January, but it just was in the middle of January.
That was kind of an accident, right? Like you weren't planning it. You just...
No, I just was like...
Didn't have any beers.
Nope.
And then you worked out yesterday?
Right.
Listen, I want all my friends to improve. Like Callis is losing all this weight on Awaken 180 weight loss, right? Mulsey looks good, same reason. Pony's going to the gym all the time. I got to say it perturbs me, though, that you would be living your best life.
That's nice.
Because you're just... You're this great-looking guy.
You don't want me to be healthy?
Wonderful job, beautiful smile. I don't need you to get more in shape.
Why?
Because then it makes me look even lesser by comparison.
It doesn't. You don't have to compete with me.
That's true. I should compete with my actual peers.
Yes, Callis.
And you are not that. That's exactly right. And even Callis has a leg up. Though I've worked out 5 days a week, every week, since the week leading up to Christmas. And I feel great.
You've worked out 5 days a week,
yep,
every week since Christmas.
That's right, buddy.
You haven't missed one of the five days. That's pretty good.
It is good.
As long as you've ever gone since I've known you.
Yes, it is. No doubt.
I could tell, too.
No, you can't. Stop it. I can tell by the way your lip quiver.
I could tell.
I can tell by the lip quiver.
I mean, this morning, I was like, oh, did you get new jeans? You're like, oh, thanks for noticing. And your legs were like kind of like your thighs were protruding through.
If it makes you feel better, I haven't noticed, so.
I'm serious. Your shoulders are looking...
Boulders. Shoulders. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Art Rooney II. See, we're trying to have fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of negativity lately. Art Rooney II didn't make excuses when he sat down with the Pittsburgh media at large. Like, he did not make excuses. Actually said you can't make the argument that we're closer to being a championship team. He was asked about his brother Jim Rooney's comments in that same media sit-down, and he said, I'm happy my brother's having success selling his book. He speaks for himself. Then he talked to Pomp. Then he talked to Rob King, the voice of the Steelers. And at no point was he out there making excuses. He was not doing the Jim Rooney thing. But then, news hound Ashley Liotis, who does a great job in the Mike Tomlin press conferences, she got the one-on-one sit-down with Art. Here's how a portion of that went.
I mentioned I'm a born and bred Pittsburgher too. I've followed this team for my entire life. We know the culture that you guys have built in this organization. Recently, some fans, some commentators, things like that have been maybe calling into question the culture a little bit, the lack of fight we've seen maybe from years past, maybe the lack of discipline we've seen from years past. Is that something that concerns you or bothers you when you hear that come into question?
No, I think, look, I'm very comfortable with the culture in this team. And I think it is a winning culture. I think people need to keep it in perspective here. Even though we haven't kind of reached our goal of winning a Super Bowl, we've had winning teams. We've been making the playoffs. And I understand the disappointment in terms of not succeeding in the postseason. And that, you know, that's what we have to do. But, it's not like we haven't had some success around here. We just need to continue to build on the culture that we have. And, you know, players like TJ and Cam Hayward, you know, those kind of players, you know, help you with the culture and make sure that it's being passed down to the younger players.
It wasn't as bad, obviously, as Jim Rooney's comments, talking about, you know, being better than the mean, outperforming the mean. But it's pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty close. That was almost
now. Neck. Yeah. Now, just like Jim, he's not wrong, but nobody wants to hear that, Doran. And here's the topic I would like to raise off of this, because we briefly did it yesterday. You, me, and Matthew Bostic. Do the Steelers suck? 412-928-9370. Seriously. Do they stink? 412-928-9370. Because I said that yesterday, and both you guys were like, no, whoa, wait a second here. They don't stink. They won 20 games the last couple of years. They haven't had a losing season since 2003. So to say that they stink, that is a bigger leap. And I know where you guys are coming from. You're right. This was not a bad football team. But what I can't get out of my head is the last 5 weeks, and I'm sorry I did this. I did some math, Doran. Those last five games. The Steelers' defense gave up 27.4 points per game those last five games. If they did that all season, it'd be good for 30th in the National Football League. The last five games, the Steelers' offense scored, oh my God, 14.2 points per game, good for dead last in the NFL. No one is arguing that they didn't suck the last five games. But at large, did the Steelers stink this year? Do the Steelers stink? My answer upon reflection is actually no, they don't. But being mediocre is still not a good place to be. And if I were Art, I would not have said what I did to Ashley, and he was so close to getting through this whole media car wash unscathed.
Yeah.
But he fell into it, dude.
They don't stink, but I think that the real issue here is the franchise in Art II comparing the Steelers to the outside, to the NFL, to the mean of the NFL, to the dregs of the NFL, to the highest tiers of the NFL, and saying we aren't that bad compared to the other 31 teams. It never was like that before. It always was comparing in-house.
It's like golf.
It was comparing to other Steelers generations. It was, we have to uphold our bargain of the deal to compare to the 70s, to compare to Terry Bradshaw, to compare to even, you know, Cowher's teams at times. I don't think that Art II is as involved with thinking we have to compete with the Steelers organization. He's more of like, okay, we have to compete with the other 31 teams, and where are we at in that process? We're not that bad. We're actually pretty good. And that's never been the case, I don't think, within this organization for a long time. It always like, who's next? You go through the early 90s, it's like, oh, these teams are horrible. And it's like, man, we got to figure this out. We got to get a new coach. They hire Kyra. We got to get back to the good times, because you're always comparing to the championships, the big time players that have come out of this organization. You know, think about Lamar Woodley and James Harrison comparing themselves to Kevin Green and Greg Lloyd. You've always had something to the standard was always set, and there was always teams and generations to try to reach that standard. this generation right now underneath Art II is not concerned with anything that has built the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's more concerned with where are we at in the 32 teams.
Everybody
of the NFL.
Else.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's never been like that. It's always like, how are we as the Steelers organization year in and year out? Do we hold the same standard as other previous teams within this organization that made us the Pittsburgh Steelers? That is not the case anymore.
That's really well said by you. And I'll draw an analogy. In eighth grade, I stopped giving a rip what anybody thought about me. Just didn't care. I had spent sixth, seventh grade, middle school. I want to be a popular kid. Let me go get the Abercrombie and Fitch. I even wore boxer shorts over my tighty whiteys because everyone was sagging their pants back then, but I didn't like the way I flopped around in the boxer shorts. So I was always trying to just keep up with the Joneses, or I was always trying to, I don't know, compare myself to others. In eighth grade, I stopped doing that. You got to be the best version of yourself. You're right. They're not trying to be the best version of themselves. They're just trying to be better than .. And then you look, and we draw this analogy too all the time, to the Philadelphia Eagles. Like you talk about overperforming the mean. I would argue that that's what Andy Reid did the entire time he was in Philadelphia. You know, his first year, no good, but then he's 11-5, 11-5, 12-4, 12-4, 13-3. That's outperforming the mean.
Yeah.
Then a 6-10 in there, and then a 10-6. But at large, that dude is the winningest coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, and thus better than like 95% of the league. I mean, they were in the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row and played for a Super Bowl. They weren't quite the Bills that went to the Super Bowl 4 consecutive times and lost, but they were like the NFC Championship version of that. Kind of Cowher adjacent, where Cowher would always go to the conference championship game and lose. I mean, they outperformed the mean. And then when Reed had an average year and then a bad year back-to-back, they said goodbye.
Yeah.
See you later. Like, they weren't focused on being better than most other franchises in the NFL. They wanted to win the ultimate prize.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to win the Super Bowl. And you're right, Doran. It's because they had a higher standard than just, we're pretty good. Well, forget that.
No.
Jim Rooney said it, and we could all connect the dots and say, well, if Jim's saying it, it's probably something that Art thinks. Well, now Art basically said the same thing. And if they're viewing it that way, we're better than everybody else, and we're not trying to be better than or hold it up to the standard that we used to have, when's anything ever going to change? And it's depressing, man.
Yeah, and it's a mindset. And I was thinking about this the other day, too. Like, I understand, you know, whenever you take a step back from doing this job and you just kind of float things out there and you talk through a lot of things, and it's a lot harder, clearly, whenever you're there doing it. In anything, everybody thinks that this job is easy. It's a lot harder whenever you're in there doing it than from the outside looking in. But I am of the mindset that if something isn't working, it's not going to work if you keep doing it. Like, if it's not working, you have to change. And I think that business-wise, in aggressive-wise, and succession-wise, you have to have that mindset. And the Steelers organization doesn't have that mindset. They don't have that, like, okay, it hasn't been working, but it's still good enough. What do you want to accomplish here? What's the goal? I still don't know what the goal is. Is it win a playoff game? Is that really the goal? Is it win a championship? Is it to have no losing seasons for Mike Tomlin? Like, what is the goal? Like, what's your identity of an organization? And if it's okay if it's one of those things that I named, because then that would make sense. But usually you go into a season and you try to do everything you possibly can to win a championship. And I'm not saying that they aren't down there trying to do that, but the messages that are sent to us are saying we are content with what we are right now, and that is not even close to being a championship team, and we're fine with it.
412-928-9370. They are content with being a C student. Like,
yeah.
Good enough to pass, good enough to get your degree. And I've never been more convinced than I am right now that they love that non-losing season streak.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't view it as, man, we're the bridesmaid and never the bride. They actually take pride in it. And they're okay that that's where they are while they don't have their franchise quarterback. What are your reaction What is your reaction, excuse me, to Art Rooney II's comments to Ashley Liotis? Really good job by her in Channel 4, 412-928-9370. Take your calls on that. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We are reacting to some of Art Rooney II's comments in a sit-down interview he had with Ashley Liotis, where he sounded an awful lot like his brother Jim Rooney, who he said, Jim speaks for himself, I'm happy he's selling his book, and then comes out with Ashley and basically says the same thing. So what's your reaction? Here's a text. My reaction is he isn't wrong at all. He's not wrong.
No.
Jim wasn't wrong. Mm-mm. The problem is the franchise is okay with just being in the upper crust and not all the way at the mountaintop. And the fan base isn't. That's where it's not jiving here.
But the fan base is, Crowley. The fan base is okay because they're still going to go to games. And that is the number one thing that Art is worried about, is money. Are we generating revenue? Yes. Then the product is fine and the people are showing us and telling us that you're fine with the product no matter what it is, because you still are going to wave those towels on Sundays.
And I think national perception matters a lot to them too, and it still hasn't sunk down to the level of the local media. Like the national media, you know, you have more people now than ever calling them out. But I still think the vast majority of the national media goes, well, they don't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're 10-7 without a good quarterback, and you're 10-7 the year before without a good quarterback, and you're 9-8 the year before without a good quarterback, that's a good job. That's how it's viewed. And they think the same way as the national media views it. And they're content. I think if they had a franchise guy, then it would hurt more if you're going out in the first round and getting blown out. They were at the end of Ben's career. I think it would hurt them more. I think they view it right now, oh, we don't have the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the guy, so it'll be 10-7.
We're not Buffalo. Would you rather us be Buffalo, where we get bounced every single year, but we have the guy? That's kind of what, I mean, that's what I'm reading, what you're saying. Like, that's Buffalo, what you're saying. It's like, they have the guy, and I know they win playoff games, but they still can't get over that hump.
Yeah, I think they would be more upset outwardly if they were hitting their head off of AFC championships, then, hey, we don't have the guy,
mm-hmm.
but we're still better than most,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the guy. Yeah, I buy that for sure. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Art Rooney II's comments. Jared in Greensburg, hi.
Good morning, boys. I just wanted to say maybe Art II should stick to being an attorney as opposed to running the Steelers organization.
I do want to be clear on this, too, because it's been a lot of crapping on Art lately. I'm not happy with the state of the franchise, and I think they're complacent. I also understand him to be a very good guy.
Yes.
And I like to throw those qualifiers out there. Like, Kevin Colbert just took a job. I know, Jared. Kevin Colbert just took a job, right? And I saw people crushing Kevin for his last couple of drafts, and they weren't good. Kevin Colbert's a hell of a guy and did a great job as general manager of the Steelers. Just thought I'd get that out there. Sorry, Jared. Continue.
No worries. I think they're one of seven teams in the whole league that haven't won a playoff game since 2017. Again, is that the standard for this organization? You know, and on top of that, since we want to have a little fun, and Tomlin's always, you know, basically he has a winning record, maybe the Penguins should make a trade for him to coach that team, since he could be above 500. And then
they're not that different at all, actually, even without flopping coaches, Jared. And thanks for the time. And I think you're at a crossroads with the Penguins right now. Like, are they going to sell off assets and just lean into this? I don't think they're going to add. Or are they going to keep some of their guys and hope that they can re-up for next year? I'm fascinated by what they do down the stretch.
I think it's a B.
That they're just not going to trade the Raquels of the world and figure they're a piece or two away from at least being competitive. It wouldn't shock me, man. It really wouldn't shock me. Try to get pieces for the future while also trying to maintain some semblance of being competitive, and that's just not the way to go. 412-928-9370. I was going to take one more call. We'll take him after the break. Rob in Chicago, Anthony in Oakland, others. Let's talk about these most recent Art Rooney II comments on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Stumbled upon something during the break, Thorne. So we're going to take people's calls on the latest Art Rooney II comments, these ones with Ashley Lyotis, where he sounded an awful lot like his brother Jim Rooney. But before we get to that, did your email auto update and now it like you could do all kind of funky stuff with it, your company email?
I don't think so.
I got some sort of AI deal now in my email where AI will help you craft a more professional email.
Oh.
So I just, as an example, I typed into this to Nicholas Callis, as our trusty producer behind the glass, please do your work on time. That's what I wrote. And he does. I'm not saying he doesn't, but that's what I typed. And then I clicked the little button, and it says, Dear Nicholas Callis, please ensure that you complete your work assignments by the designated deadlines. Thank you, Adam.
Interesting.
This is unbelievable. I don't know if this is good or bad, though, man. I tend to think it's pretty bad.
To rely on that?
Yes. Like, spell check, no joke, has made me a dumber human being.
Yes.
I think having the internet at our fingertips all the time has also made me, in particular, a dumber human being. Like, back in the day, you'd debate sports. Like, when you'd have to get on the computer and it would be dial-up and it would make the sounds and your mom would have to get off her long-distance call. Mm-hmm. You'd be with your friend. Well, I think so-and-so's a better player than so-and-so. And you would have no stats. You would just have to stand on principle and you would fight tooth and nail and you would debate. And you couldn't just go, well, so-and-so had 2,000 passing yards in the postseason in 1996. Like, you couldn't do that.
No.
We're dumb now. And this is too far. This is way too far.
Maybe it's just your email because mine doesn't do it.
You know how this thing goes. Like, sometimes people get the Apple update first.
Right.
It's coming for you, buddy.
Kyle, do you have it?
Yeah, and I was actually getting angry because I was trying to type yesterday and, like, a copy and paste a sentence and the help AI would just, like, get in the way. And every time I clicked, it was like, you know, it was like, oh, nope. Oh, what options do you want to use? How do you want to type? And I'm like, no, I just want to paste something. I just want to paste this.
That's how I discovered it this morning. I was trying to send you a link and I couldn't do it because it was like getting in the way. I'm going to try this. Go bleep yourself to Nicholas Harry Callis and let's see how it comes out professionally.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Dear recipient, I find your language offensive and unprofessional. I will no longer engage in further communication with you. Sincerely, Adam. And send 412-928-9370. I can't wait till you get your update.
I'm not going to send anything.
Me neither. I'm too scared.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what if it has a mind of its own? Said this years ago about Terminator. We're getting close.
There was that old New York Post piece that came out in 2019. It said in 2025, women would be having sex with men, sex robots.
Yes.
And I'm not seeing any sex robots walking around.
I watched a movie that had a robot in it. And
yeah, what website was that?
No, it was a movie. It was with Megan Fox. It was on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Did you see Michael B. Jordan and Hailee Steinfeld, their hot new love scene that came out in a trailer for a movie they're doing together?
No, but how is Josh Allen feeling?
That's why they lost the AFC Championship game. It came out right at the same time.
Mm.
I wouldn't want Michael B. Jordan up on my lady. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
that's a handsome lad.
I don't know about that. That's you're flirting with disaster there.
That's tough. Hailee Steinfeld, by the by, if you don't know, engaged or married to Josh Allen?
One engaged, of the
two.
Maybe.
Long-term relationship, those two. Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, Art II, Rob in Chicago, hello.
Hey, guys, good morning. Let me make a little comparison here. Art II he's got me worried, man, because it sounds like he's not getting oxygen to his brain, or it sounds like he's been sniffing model glue or had his head in a paint can. That guy's just no charisma there.
That's mean, Rob. He's never had charisma.
No, well, I mean, the fact that they don't see any change necessary, him, Khan, they all have Tomlin up on a pedestal so badly. Let me make a comparison. I don't know if you saw within the past week when Ben Johnson was brought to Hallis Hall and announced as the Bears' new head coach. Every employee came out of their office and stood, you know, in the office or the lobby, and they applauded this guy. I mean, I've never seen a reception like that since Patton marched with the Third Army down the Champs-Élysées in France. This is unreal. And here we are in Pittsburgh thinking everything's okay.
Thanks, Rob. You know, going history on us there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Art's never been charismatic. Like, that's never been his strength. Some people are blessed with it, like myself.
Yes.
Like Doran Dickerson, like Nicholas Harry Callis. Some people don't have it. Art talked about urgency last year. And that was actually refreshing.
That was.
And then some of their offseason moves indicated urgency. We want to win a playoff game. Let's switch out quarterbacks. Let's spend money on Patrick Queen. The list goes on. They fired the offensive coordinator mid-year last year. Those are all moves that scream urgency. Well, now they're a year further removed from their last playoff win. It was different path to get there, but the exact same season year over year. And we are hearing nothing of the sort. None of the same stuff. Now, he did acknowledge it would be hard to argue that you're closer after watching those last five games, but you didn't hear the word urgency said. And they have made, to my knowledge, zero coaching staff moves. Zero. We have heard about none of them. Now, maybe it's today. Maybe the contracts go through January. I don't know. But not a move has been made. And you've got, they were never going to fire Arthur Smith, nor should they. But he's down there. Terrell Austin's down there at the Senior Bowl. Mike Tomlin's down there. Omar Khan. Everybody that, all the big players, they're down there.
Yes.
They're not going anywhere. And so he said urgency last year, didn't say it this year, and is behaving as if nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
So point well taken, though you don't have to insult the man saying his head's in a paint can. I like the smell of gas.
Me too.
I like the smell of paint.
Sometimes.
No?
Glossy
or matte finish?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Glossy.
412-928-9370. Matt, our guy Zeg, texts in, I sure am glad I'm already married. I sure as hell could not compete with an AI robot man.
That would be tough. You got to watch this movie, though. I forget what it's called. I'll send it to you. You'll like it. You like Megan Fox?
Come on.
What?
Of course.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Like, on the topic of sex robots, like, what do you... I can't. I was going to get into some of the different potential settings. I don't feel like getting fired today. Not going to do that.
What potential settings?
You know, the sex robot, man. I mean, sometimes you want... Like, it's a dryer. Like, sometimes you're down for the gentle cycle, and sometimes you need the full tumble.
Yeah, that's why you program the robot.
Me, personally, like our guy Zeg, I only have one setting. That's it. There's no programming. This is what I got. These are my moves.
The setting is, all right, you click it. It's like, all right, 0, 5, 7. 57 seconds. That's all I need.
I wonder if the robot has like a Crowley setting. Like my wife, oh, it's going to be 57 seconds. Some of the most fun you've ever had. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We've got Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us at the top of the next hour. Some Steeler stuff we want to get to with him, but he follows Pitt, covers Pitt hoops. Big game tomorrow against Wake Forest. Would love to get his thoughts on that. I am still just enthralled by this AI email thing here, Doran. And I typed up a rough draft email to send to Craig. Starkey's been bitching about the chairs in here. I actually switched mine with Kale's this morning. One of the armrests was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Figured I could beat Kale up if I needed to. So switched chairs with him, and then he asked me about it in the bathroom. He was not all that pleased. But the chairs are broken. The clock's broken. And I emailed engineering about this a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to fix it. I mean, they're going to get a new clock. You just got to order one. takes time to come in. And so I typed up an email for Craig, and it popped out like this. Dear Craig, I wanted to follow up on the issue with the broken chairs and the malfunctioning clock in our area. It has been 2 weeks since we initially reported this, and we have yet to see any changes or updates. This situation is causing significant inconvenience and hindering our productivity. We would greatly appreciate it if you could prioritize this matter and arrange for the necessary repairs or replacements as soon as possible. Thank you for your attention to this. Best regards, Adam.
Wow.
I think this is going to change my life now. I've gone completely the opposite way.
I mean, how many times do you really email anybody?
Never.
Yeah.
Absolutely never.
Yeah.
I barely even read them.
Right. Right. You won't send that to Craig right now, though.
No, I already X'd out. Yeah, I actually was quite afraid to put his name in the subject line.
I know. I was surprised you even flirted with that.
Yeah, he could accidentally send it off to him.
I just realized perhaps AI could do show notes for us moving forward, because we always send out the show note reports at the end of shows internally. That'd be good.
I did think about, as the summer rolls on and there's no football, and if the Pirates fall off and the Penguin season's going to end in April, on Fridays or something, going through Callis's show notes throughout the week, because he just swings and misses about what we talk about every time.
Every time.
We all send out these internal show notes so that all the shows know what the other people were talking about, what guests were booked. And Callis, like, half asses him.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, half listening.
Yep.
He gets the subject matter correct, but has no idea which of our opinions we actually had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thorne and Crowley, this segment talked about Mike Sullivan. No, Kyle, we talked about Mike Sullivan, the Steelers coach.
That's what AI could be for, though. That's what I'm saying. There you go.
At 6:40 yesterday, Callis said, this is what we talked about. Julian Edelman recently said publicly the Steelers keep running the same defense over and over, and it's so easy to predict what they're going to run and how they're going to try to execute their game plan. Adam and Dora think that's great.
Nuh-uh.
I did not say that.
I was about to say.
412-928-9370. Chris Carter at the top of the hour right now. Anthony in Oakland, one of our favorites. Hi, Anthony.
Fellas, I'm going to succinctly tell you my observation of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's relevant to how we live our lives today. You know, growing up, our television viewing used to be analog. Then it went to cable. Now we're in digital and streaming. Pittsburgh Steelers are cable, while everyone else in the league, the top-tier teams, are streaming and digital. And when hearing Mr. Rooney and looking at this franchise and the staleness of it, it's depressing, to be quite honest with you.
It is depressing.
Yeah, they're DVDs.
They might even be VHS.
They might be VHS.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope that you could view it in the same manner I tried to be succinctly explaining it. He's from a person who watched this team go back, you know, back in the day when they had Bill Austin as coach. And to see where they had come from, I mean, they were innovators. I mean, they were one of the first franchises to get into the black colleges. Have Joe Gilliam in 1972, they recruited. He played in 74. The zone blitz, the killer bee era. And now we're sitting here watching the stodgy brand of football and watching the other teams that are going to play, that we saw play last weekend and what we're going to see next week. And the Steelers are not even in the same stratosphere. And it's depressing. And then here in Mr. Rooney, it's like he's just in another era also. So what can you say?
I'll tell you this, Crowley. Like, it usually...
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony. Usually it comes from the top down and you have the same, you know, mindset as the owner in certain businesses. But in the NFL and in sports, that's not always the case. So, like, whatever, they're stuck in VHS in the 90s. Like, that doesn't necessarily have to do with Art the Second. Like, you could still be innovative as a head coach and as a GM and have your owner think a different way, but still be innovative on the field. Like, you don't have to take on the persona of your owner if you're the coach. You can change and get with the times as a coach, even if the owner thinks a certain way. Okay, give me this. Yeah, you want to run the football. Well, you can get innovative and get with the times with running the football.
That's a really, really good point by you, and I haven't heard it stated that way by anybody on our airwaves or elsewhere. You're right. Art wants to run the ball. Okay, they could be the Eagles.
Yes.
They could be, you know, without Lamar, but they could be the Ravens. You could do it a different way.
Yes.
The biggest, you nailed it. The biggest issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's not even close. This is an epiphany. This is eye-opening from you. The owner and the head coach see it exactly the same way.
Yes.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
There's no diversity of thought at all. Art wants to do it a certain way. Mike Tomlin just so happens to also want to do it exactly the same way. They don't think they have any problems. They simply want to go play better. That's what they think.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough. 412-928-9370. I think I am going to send that email to Craig. And then I'll just fall back on it being a bit if he gets mad about it.
Hmm. He probably won't even say anything.
No, and then I'll have to send another one in 2 weeks. Love you, Craig.